Read on. November 2024. London's National Gallery wants to revamp its image with the help of influencers. For its bicentenary, the gallery has chosen 20 influencers to make content inspired by its collections, but some wonder if that was a good idea. By Francisca Langer. It's not every day that you get to celebrate your 200th birthday. For this special event, the National Gallery in London hasn't only planned a year-long festival of art, it's also working with influencers to give itself a fresh image and pull in younger visitors. In an open call last autumn, the National Gallery chose 20 influencers to become creative collaborators. Those influencers got exclusive access to the gallery's collections and a £4,000 commission to make videos inspired by the gallery's treasures and the work behind the scenes. The influencers, among them historians, artists, comedians, and former TV show contestants, started posting those videos on their social media channels in July, offering their own interpretations of famous artworks. One TikTok video shows the creative couple from Adesh Atelier at adesh.atelier painting inside the museum. In the video, they say they want to cast a new light on stories we know and love that can be found in the National Gallery. They did so by making paintings about African mythology that share themes with paintings in the National Gallery. Alice Loxton, a historian and author who posts on TikTok and Instagram, made a video on the roof of the museum and talked about the history of the building itself, while Brett Ball quizzed staff on trivia about the gallery's collections and history for TikTok. And Lizzie Acker, a former Great British Bake Off contestant, made cupcakes and focaccia bread inspired by Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers to show her social media followers. As different as their backgrounds are, all the influencers were chosen to make the gallery more appealing to younger people. Ellie Wyant, the National Gallery's social media and community manager, said that art collections are often seen as quite stuffy or boring. She wants to show that our paintings can be just as relevant as they were 400 years ago, adding, "In our 200th year, more than ever, it's important to highlight that the gallery is for everyone, everywhere." Wyant believes that videos created by influencers that young people admire and trust are more likely to make them visit the gallery than try-hard attempts from the National Gallery itself. But while Ellie Wyant has found working with the influencers endlessly exciting and welcomes their fresh ideas and approaches, others are less enthusiastic. In the newspaper The Times, Kathleen Stock writes that while some influencers talk with erudition about particular pictures, most just use the collaboration to promote their personal brand. She believes that the videos reduce the gallery to a backdrop instead of putting the art in the centre. Despite such criticism, more and more museums are working with influencers to draw in a younger crowd by doing things like inviting them to take pictures outside of the opening hours. The National Gallery itself has even more digital engagement projects planned for its bicentenary. It wants to post on more social media platforms and provide a bigger variety of digital content, like videos, podcasts, and educational events. Plans also include offering exclusive digital content for members, such as documentaries, interactive digital events, and video classes about the history of art. Read by Trevor Edwards.